Good morning. This is David Jackson, substituting this week for Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. The shuttling U.S. Secretary of State Alexander Haig this morning completed his second 18-hour flight in a week, trying to head off a shooting war over the disputed Falkland Islands. Diplomatic correspondent Robert Pierpoint has the latest from London.
Secretary Haig arrived here after a long overnight flight from Argentina, looking somewhat weary, but sounding a hopeful note. Haig spoke at dawn at the airport.
You know, I've just returned from Buenos Aires, where I will be bringing here to the British government for discussion today with Mrs. Thatcher and her ministers some ideas which have been developed on the basis of UN Security Council Resolution 502, and I look forward to these discussions today. Thank you.
After about 3 hours in his hotel, Haig hurried to number 10 Downing Street for a meeting with Prime Minister Thatcher and several of her top aides. Haig is being given some credit for the fact that Argentina pulled all its ships out of the Falklands area before last night's British blockade deadline. Now that Argentina has blinked first, Haig and the British will be in day-long conference here, trying to work out a longer-range solution to the complex issues of sovereignty and administration of the Falkland Islands. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, London.
The main force of Britain's Falklands flotilla is still a week away from the disputed territory. The blockade reportedly is being enforced by at least one British submarine. In Buenos Aires, correspondent Charles Gomez reports that the Argentina's blink has eased tension considerably, at least for the moment.
Despite the blockade imposed by Great Britain around the Falkland Islands, the risk of a clash between British and Argentine forces has been reduced by Argentina's decision to withdraw its warships to safe areas of the South Atlantic. Military sources here have confirmed that Argentine ships were pulled back to areas where they could only be attacked by British submarines with difficulty, and where they could count on quick support from the Argentine Air Force. Nevertheless, the armed forces, until late yesterday, continued to airlift troops into the Falklands to defend against a possible attack. An estimated 9,000 troops had been sent to the Falklands. As Secretary of State Haig met in London to resolve the crisis, there was hope in Buenos Aires that a negotiated settlement could be reached soon. Sources here pointed out that Argentina would even be willing to gradually withdraw its troops from the Falklands if Britain ordered the immediate return of its armada. Under one proposal, Argentine troops could be replaced by federal police forces, and the islanders would be ruled by an administration council they would appoint. But the sources made it clear that under no circumstances will Argentina be willing to negotiate its sovereignty over the islands. Charles Gomez, CBS News, Buenos Aires.
Pope John Paul II this morning flew from the Vatican to his summer retreat, Castel Gandolfo. His Easter message to some 300,000 people in St. Peter's Square yesterday contained what the Vatican calls a pressing appeal for Britain and Argentina to settle their differences diplomatically.
Believe the deal I got.
Sure I will, because right now, the Datsun 210 Sold Rush is on. Your Datsun dealer is rushing to put sold on every Datsun 210 in stock. Two doors, four doors, wagons, all of them.
I got a roomy Datsun 210 wagon. How can I go wrong?
You can't. Not with over 49 cubic feet of cargo space inside, and it's all surrounded by Datsun quality.
I snapped up a sporty Datsun 210 hatchback. Guess why?
It's EPA estimated 30 mpg, 44 highway with 5-speed. Use 30 for comparison. Your mileage may differ. Highway mileage will probably be less.
Now that's what I call value.
Strike it rich at the Datsun 210 Sold Rush. Get a great deal on the most popular Datsun ever made. Do it today.
Be sure to pick up your free Dodger pocket schedule at your Datsun dealer today. Datsun.
Israel is condemning yesterday's shooting at a mosque in Jerusalem. An American-born Israeli citizen is in custody. Despite Israel's condemnation, Muslims blame the Israeli government for the incident, and anti-Israeli demonstrations continue. Details from Bruno Wassertil in Jerusalem.
Israeli police have prevented a group of East Jerusalem Muslims from marching to the Temple Mount, the scene of a bizarre shooting yesterday that left two Arabs dead and triggered a wave of violent rioting by Palestinian Arabs. One of those organizing the march was a former Jordanian Minister of Defense, Anwar Nuseiba, who complained to Israeli radio that the suppression of the march was unfair.
They have stopped this because it's a peaceful procession. It's an expression of a deep religious faith, and it is something which we did not expect.
The police say they arrested dozens of East Jerusalem Arabs to prevent them from inciting the public to disorder and violence. Observers here believe the disturbances over the Temple Mount affair are likely to continue for the rest of the week. Bruno Wassertile, CBS News, Jerusalem.
In one town this morning, Israeli soldiers shot and wounded several Palestinian demonstrators. Officials say a mob assaulted the soldiers, who then fired back. More from Bob Faw in Tel Aviv.
Arab anger over yesterday's shooting has erupted throughout the West Bank. In Nablus, young demonstrators burned tires, threw rocks, and chanted insults. One of them was wounded by Israeli soldiers who first fired tear gas and who then shot into the air. Much the same happened in a refugee camp near Rafah, where two Israelis were hurt by rocks thrown at their cars and where five Arabs were reportedly wounded by government soldiers. Curfews have been imposed in at least two refugee camps. The general strike has shut hundreds of Palestinian shops in the area, including East Jerusalem, where police arrested 37 people who wanted to march to the Temple Mount, the scene of yesterday's violence. What is alarming in all this is not just the pattern, but also the frequency. What is not known is whether the outbursts are momentary or the beginning of a new wave of unrest. Bob Faw, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
A world away, South Korea is claiming that the North Korean government is operating at least eight concentration camps with an estimated 100,000 political prisoners locked away for life terms. South Korean officials say their information comes from a North Korean intelligence officer who defected in January. They say his story has been corroborated by other defectors. President Reagan has had his days in the sun now and is back to work. A meeting with American Jewish leaders is on tap for later this morning, with Middle East tensions expected to be high on the agenda. There are other issues to face as well, and we get the story from Nelson Benton.
President Reagan is back at the White House from his Caribbean holiday, facing a knotty week. What with the U.S. role as broker in the Falkland Islands crisis and the backstage negotiations with Congress over his budget proposals and their resulting deficits. The White House would not comment on the Falklands issue, nor would it discuss budget negotiations with Congress. Congressional sources told CBS News that budget negotiators will meet again tomorrow, with White House Chief of Staff James Baker heading the administration team and House Budget Chairman James Jones leading the congressional negotiators. The sources say a framework is being discussed which would raise an additional $30 billion in revenues this year, $120 billion over the next 3 years through new tax measures. It includes cuts in defense spending. But the sources say the talks have just about reached the point that President Reagan has to give some sort of go-ahead or the dealing is about ended. Nelson Benton, CBS News, the White House.
There appears to be at least some Nicaraguan interest in normalizing ties with the United States. The head of the junta there, Daniel Ortega, is calling on the Reagan administration to give a demonstration of minimal credibility that it wants to ease tension.
Presenting the Datsun MVPs, Maximum Value Package Datsun Trucks. There's a special edition King Cab MVP with a package of valuable extras that can save you a bundle. A whopping $500 off suggested sticker price on popular options worth over $800, excluding taxes at participating dealers. Imagine $500 off on jump seats, stereo, sporty striping, chrome step bumper, twin side mirrors, and more. And all these valuable options are wrapped around the roomy, rugged King Cab, the only compact pickup with over 9 cubic feet of space behind the bucket seats. Look for similar discounts on Datsun 4x4s, Little Hustlers, and diesel MVPs. But visit your Datsun dealer now. With $500 off, these limited editions will move fast.
We are driven.
Be sure to pick up your free Dodge Your Pocket schedule at your Datsun dealer today at 7-Eleven.
Political maneuvering in El Salvador continues as moderates and right-wingers jockey for position in a new government. Charles Krause in San Salvador has the latest.
President Duarte's Christian Democrats are scheduled to meet later today to formally consider the offer, which party leaders have already said is unacceptable. At a meeting yesterday, the ultra-right, which won 60% of the vote in El Salvador's recent election, offered the Christian Democrats only two cabinet positions if they would join a coalition government. The Christian Democrats are demanding top leadership positions as their price for joining with the right in a government of national unity. Yesterday's offer was so far off the mark remark, Christian Democrats said, that future negotiations seem futile. A breakdown would be a blow for the United States, which wants the moderate Christian Democrats in the new government. Congress has threatened to cut off U.S. aid to El Salvador if the Christian Democrats are denied a role in whatever new government emerges here. One top Christian Democrat told CBS News that the party's best hope now may be a military government until presidential elections can be held in a year or two. That way, at least the ultra-right would not gain absolute control of the government until the next round of elections is held. Charles Krause, CBS News, San Salvador.
Krause reports that despite the apparent impasse between the two sides, the situation there is still fluid and accommodation may be reached. Japanese officials say demand for goods at home and abroad continued to decline last month, and so imports and exports dropped too. Still, Japan continues to enjoy an overall trade surplus. No matter how much is being traded, it seems, there's a lot more going in than there is coming out. Peking is dry, and that's the word from the Peking Daily newspaper, which reports that another dry winter and spring have made worse the near drought of the last 2 years. It says the city's two main reservoirs are very low and that 82 smaller reservoirs are almost dry. The rainy season doesn't arrive until May. Until then, the byword in Peking, at least according to officials, is conserve. No dollar and gold quotations from Europe this morning. Most of the major exchanges are closed for the Easter holiday.
CBS News. Tumult continues in Israeli-occupied areas as the State Department prepares another mediation mission. Good morning. This is Reed Collins reporting on the CBS Radio Network. At least 11 Palestinians were wounded by Israeli gunfire in the West Bank city of Nablus this morning, a continuation of the unrest triggered yesterday when an American-born Jew opened fire on Muslims in the sacred Dome of the Rock Shrine in Old Jerusalem. Two were killed in that attack, and 38-year-old Alan Goodman was arrested, described by Israeli authorities as deranged. But in the ensuing melee, some 125 Arabs and Jews were injured badly enough to require hospital treatment. And this morning, a rocket grenade hit the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. A phone call is saying that was in retaliation for the Dome of the Rock killings. The White House says Undersecretary of State Walter Stessel will leave for the Middle East this week to dampen some other lit fuses. Israel reportedly is massing troops on the southern Lebanese border. A White House spokesman says the situation remains tense. Lebanese officials have appealed to the United States to urge restraint on the Begin government, which is also due to complete the Sinai withdrawal just 2 weeks from now. More news after this.
Breakfast is ready. Get moving.
Pancakes.
Get going.
And sausage.
With the breakfast, they'll warm up too.
Swanson frozen breakfasts. Because a kid like yours deserves something hot and wholesome to start the day, like fluffy pancakes, scrambled eggs and hash browns, or golden French toast, all with sausage.
Pull up a chair, America. Swanson's cooking just for you.
We're Rita. We're full-service copiers, Rita. For all your business needs. With 500 dealers across the USA, your Rita man is only minutes away.
Service copiers.
For more information, call your Mita dealer. We're in the Yellow Pages.
Secretary of State Haig has been in a marathon meeting with Prime Minister Thatcher and her ministers at No. 10 Downing Street. Haig made the 18-hour flight from Buenos Aires, rested up for 4 hours, then plunged into meetings with the British, which have lasted nearly 8 hours. It's reported that Haig made one phone call to Argentina's foreign minister in Buenos Aires. Earlier, it was reported all Argentine ships, with the possible exception of two of them, have gotten out of the war zone declared around the Falklands by Britain, and there's been no trouble. Poland's solidarity leader, Lech Wałęsa, was allowed to spend the Easter holiday at home with his family, their first reunion in some 4 months of martial law. Friends say Wałęsa has not physically suffered during his house arrest. He's gained some weight, now sports a full beard as well as mustache. Poland's Archbishop Glemp wants Poland's religious hierarchy to study a series of new proposals, including reactivation of the Solidarity Union. Doug Tunnell reports from Warsaw.
The proposals, drafted by a church committee last week, represent a significant broadening of church policy on the future of Poland under martial law. They describe the situation in Poland now as both extraordinary and tragic, and warn of a threat of a cycle of terrorism and reprisal as a result of continuing military rule. In addition to appealing for an end to martial law and the release of some 3,100 internees, the church document protests all pressure by authorities to force dissidents to emigrate from Poland, and it appeals for immediate preparations for free local elections. The document is to form the basis of church policy regarding negotiations with the state toward what is called a new national accord among Poles. Doug Tinnell, CBS News, Warsaw.
Former heavyweight champion Jack Dempsey's hospitalized in New York City in what the hospital calls critical but stable condition. Dempsey's 86. Now this.
When you think of training, think of Dale Carnegie, because training is all we do, and we know how to make it work. There's the Dale Carnegie Management Seminar that focuses on the methods and techniques of modern goal-oriented management. And the Dale Carnegie Sales Course for men and women in the selling profession. There's the Dale Carnegie Personnel Development Course to improve teamwork and harmony within an organization. And the Customer Relations Course to build customer loyalty and repeat business. And yet another course, the Dale Carnegie Course, to help men and women at every level become more confident, express themselves more effectively, and get along even better with other people. When you think of training, think of Dale Carnegie, because training is all we do, and we know how to make it work. For a free catalog outlining all the courses, call Dale Carnegie toll-free, 800-231-5800. That's Dale Carnegie, 800-231-5800. In Texas, call 800-392-2424.
Somewhere in the welter of communication passing through Buenos Aires in London these days is another appeal not to get into a shooting war over the Falklands. The Connecticut Whale Society urges Britain and Argentina to use restraint because the southern right whale makes its home in the waters around the Falklands, and there are only an estimated 200 right whales left. About face on Wall Street at the hour, where the Dow Industrial Average is down 2.57 at 840.37, the first hour volume, 12.5 million. Reed Collins, CBS News.